On July 11, 2006, a terrorist group known as the Indian Mujahideen killed 189 people and wounded 800 in seven near simultaneous attacks. Most terrorists have a hard enough time successfully pulling off one attack at a time. What about seven? Mumbai, India. If there's one thing I've learned about terrorism through my work at CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, and afterwards, five books on terrorism and counting, is that most terrorists are incompetent wankers. There's a large gap between wanting to carry out a violent extremist attack and actually doing it. Firstly, most terrorists who boast online about planning something never get anywhere. They're just blathering. Secondly, even those who have a modicum of ability rarely follow through with their ideas. Thirdly, even the few who get to action often screw it up through technical incompetence, i.e. not everyone can build an effective bomb. Fourthly, there are those who surpass all these hurdles and affect something on D-Day usually blow their wad on one act. The simultaneous attack punch is a rare beast indeed. Simultaneity takes smarts, access to equipment, know-how, careful planning, imperviousness to detection, and infiltration by security intelligence and law enforcement agencies tasked with stopping you, and workable trust amongst those involved. Even when all goes right, something can go wrong. 9/11 was obviously the exception to the rule I just made up. There, hints were dropped and suspicions were raised, but not in high enough quantities to prevent the four planes from being hijacked and flown into buildings. Still, attacks on this scale are few and very far between, thankfully. But they do happen. On this day in 2006, an Islamist terrorist group known as the Indian Mujahideen planted seven pressure cooker bombs on seven different trains in Mumbai. All in all, 189 people were killed and more than 800 were injured. The bombs were packed into seven pressure cookers and put in bags, and the coordinated explosions were detonated within 15 minutes of each other. Quote, "The sound was terrible, really terrible. Everyone started running. There were a number of bodies lying there on the railway tracks." In September 2015, a court in Mumbai sentenced five people to death over the bombings, while seven of the 12 men convicted for the blast were given life sentences. A defense lawyer claimed that the accused were innocent men who had been framed. Whatever. It is indeed fortunate that actions of this scale are very few in nature. Let's hope our luck continues.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.